With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Fire activity is increasing across the state, and the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning today for high temperatures, gusty winds, and low humidity for a large portion of central and northeastern Montana. The warning is in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. In north central Montana, the July fire continues to burn south of the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation near the town of Zortman. It had burned nearly 2.7 square miles by last night. About 135 firefighters are currently working on that blaze. No mandatory evacuations have been ordered at this time, but law enforcement officers from the Phillips County Sheriff's Office and BLM are ready to assist with evacuations should they become necessary. Crystal Beckman is with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. She says that even though fire season is picking up, everyone should keep things in perspective.
Across the region, we are following our typical fire season, and so there's nothing that is causing us large alarm at this time. We're just in those hot summer months where wildfires occur.
Beckman says anyone who plans on working or recreating outside should double-check local fire restrictions. Those can be found on our website, mtpr.org. Yellowstone National Park changed its fire danger level from low to moderate today. Currently, there are no fire-related restrictions or closures in place in the park. Campfires are only allowed in designated fire rings in 11 developed campgrounds and most backcountry campsites. An autopsy confirmed the body of a 23-year-old Nebraska man has been recovered from the Flathead River downstream of the SQK Dam on the Flathead Reservation. Lake County officials say Nebraska resident Richard Mitchell drowned after falling into the river on May 31st. Officials say Mitchell and others had continued past warning signs at a scenic overlook just below the dam.
I'm Rachel Kramer. FBI agents seized bomb-making materials, 7 guns, and ammunition from the Montana home of a man they suspect of carrying out bank robberies in 5 states. Authorities believe Richard Gathercole from the town of Roundup is the man they call the AK-47 bandit, who held up at least 6 banks since 2012. Gathercole is being held in Lexington, Nebraska, where he is accused of stealing a truck and guns and firing on a Kansas State trooper last month who was trying to pull him over for a traffic stop. He is scheduled to appear in court in Nebraska on Thursday. A judge has once again blocked a proposed $59 million irrigation dam because of the potential threat to an ancient fish species in Montana's Yellowstone River. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris says in his order today that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' new analysis of the proposed dam and fish bypass likely violated federal environmental laws. Morris lifted a previous injunction in April, but reinstated it after 2 wildlife and conservation groups filed new allegations that the project would likely harm the 125 wild pallid sturgeon in the river. The Corps proposed the concrete dam and separate fish channel to help the fish reach spawning grounds that are now blocked by a wood and rock irrigation dam. The conservation group says there's no proof that the fish would use the bypass. Tribal leaders from the Great Plains and across Canada have come together to oppose the removal of the Yellowstone grizzly bear from its protected status under the Endangered Species Act. The Yellowstone grizzly bear was delisted last month. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke said the population has rebounded from around 140 bears in 1975 to an estimated 700 today. More than 128 tribal nations have signed a Reclamation of Independence Treaty of Cooperation in response to the grizzly's delisting. Tribal leaders say they fear removing the grizzly's protected status will lead to trophy hunting of an animal they consider sacred, and comes as President Trump has proposed the opening of more tribal lands for oil exploration and mining. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.